nation's gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Homes, property, and cars have been damaged or destroyed by wildfires racing across parched land in the Carolinas.
The largest fire, which remains uncontrolled, is burning in the Myrtle Beach area, where dozens have been evacuated. Karen Lawyer lives there.
I was to evacuate, I'll evacuate. Nothing's worth anything except your life. It really is, because we can replace other things. Other things are replaceable, and that's all that matters to me.
Areas being affected by the wildfires in North and South Carolina could be hit by severe storms, including tornadoes, Wednesday. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
There is stormy weather on the horizon for a wide swath of the country's midsection. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Very intense weather, ranging from blizzard conditions to severe weather and possible tornadoes all across the center of the nation from Monday night into Tuesday, and then it moves over towards the eastern seaboard on Wednesday.
Protests scheduled outside the offices of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, where dismissals by the Trump administration are expected to continue. What do Americans think? Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is in Washington.
Despite rave reviews from the president,
Elon is doing a great job.
A new CBS News poll finds just over half of respondents say Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency have too much say in deciding whether federal workers should be fired. Well, 48% either say they've got the right amount or not enough.
Sources tell CBS News Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has directed U.S. Cyber Command to pause all planning against Russia, including offensive digital actions. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
It's a change that notably comes amid Trump's efforts to negotiate an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. But when he was asked yesterday, the National Security Advisor said it has not been part of these discussions.
The duration of the pause and the reasoning behind it, unknown. The deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arakawa are still a mystery. Investigators believe the actor had been dead 9 days before the bodies were discovered last week. CBS's Tom Hansen is in Santa Fe.
The couple had no surveillance cameras in or around their home, so police are turning to text messages, call logs, and their personal calendar to piece a timeline together. They are also waiting, of course, on toxicology results, which could be weeks away.
Their dog's body was found inside a kennel in the home. Word this morning, the CEO of Kroger grocery store chain has resigned. The company says it follows a board investigation of Rodney McMullen's personal conduct. No details, but Kroger says it was unrelated to the business. Dow up 53 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A crash involving three cars went down at Albert Street and Summit last night in Racine and resulted in a rollover and entrapment. At least three people were hospitalized. Their conditions aren't yet known. Multiple Racine County fire departments were called to an out-of-control grass fire in Tishigan yesterday. It was near the Waukesha County line. The fire reportedly threatened a nearby barn. Crews from Raymond, Waterford, and Rochester were among those called in to assist. A fight at the Kenosha Golden Corral last night involved overturned tables and reports of a knife being used for violence. Police were called to the scene at just before 7. Social media videos show multiple people involved in the violence. Oak Creek police are searching for a missing 13-year-old girl. Lillian Asala went missing Saturday. She was last seen wearing a black winter coat and blue and white Nikes. An image of the girl is on the Oak Creek PD's social media pages. And if you weren't able to thrive this weekend, you can recap online. Some of the information shared at the expo can be reviewed in full. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin with a loss at Michigan State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers losing to the Spartans 71-62. Both teams struggled at times with their shooting. What made the difference? Head coach Greg Gard.
Untimely turnovers. I thought we had a one-point game with about 5-6 minutes to go, and we turned the ball over twice in a row coming in transition. And those are the things, the ones you can't give them a mulligan right back. After we had got them to miss, we got them to miss a free throw, and then some offensive rebounding.
The Badgers play Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette has a new women's volleyball head coach. Tom Medosa spent the last 7 years at South Carolina. He replaces Ryan Thies, who was hired away by Florida at the NFL scouting combine. Badgers left tackle Jack Nelson from Stoughton, Wisconsin, talked about his dad, Todd, who played for the Badgers, and his younger brother, Barrett, also now on the team.
I mean, it means the world to me. You know, I got a younger brother there right now playing O-line. Got to play a few years with him. You know, kind of put that on your back and be the one to put on for your city, for your family like that.
That's the Badgers' Jack Nelson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are tracking a system that could bring some heavy rain, maybe even a few thunderstorms late tonight, tomorrow through tomorrow night, and then rain will mix with and change to snow at some point on Wednesday. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles at times with a high today near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
But we've got California Girls and Beach Boys all year long here on WRJN, the station with local news and timeless hits. Did you see Mick Jagger on the Academy Awards last night? He was a presenter. Cool. Good for him. I thought he needed a cut in color, but otherwise looked pretty good.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray,
and the sky is gray.
I've been for a while,
for a while,
on a winter's day,
on a winter's day.
I'd be safe and warm.
Life, the tomorrow. a hawk and a bow and knife. Took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. We made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Locked us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Some big deals available for you. Save up to 50% on merchandise and service and local food. And it's available 24/7 on our website. Just go to WRJN.com and at the top of the page, you'll see where it says big deals. Click there and start shopping. Enjoy. WRJN.com.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Tomorrow is Fat Tuesday, and at O&H Danish Bakery, that means poochkies. These generous size-filled donuts will be available in all your favorite varieties. So call, stop in, or order online today. Remember, there is no substitute for O&H Danish Bakery's freshly made poochkies. So pick up several for your family to enjoy. Order online at stores.ohbakery.com. Call or stop in. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Man, I'll tell you, these guys sang this song on every single variety show there was in 1970. First hit for the Jackson 5, I Want You Back on WRJN.
Too late for me to take a second look. Oh, baby, give I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Indeed. It's Sam and Sham of the Pharaohs on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. An update now from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Downtown Racine will see some protesting today. In the morning, State Representative Greta Neubauer and others plan on creating a scene at Brian Stiles' Racine office at the courthouse. A statement says they'll be delivering letters of opposition about Medicaid legislation to his office. Later in the day, protests are planned for Monument Square. Based on the images, you can tell someone was speeding. Three cars were involved in a crash at Albert Street and Summit Avenue in Racine last night. That's near Moreno Park. One car rolled over and someone was trapped inside, with initial reports coming in at around 5. At least three people were taken to the hospital with their conditions not yet known. Several Racine County crews were called in to help with an out-of-control grass fire yesterday. It was in Tishigan near the Waukesha County line. The flames were reportedly getting close to a barn, but firefighters from all over, including Raymond, Waterford, and Rochester, were called in to assist. They were able to get things under control. And if you weren't able to thrive this weekend, you can recap online. Some of the information shared at the expo can be reviewed in full. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Before the storm, clouds increasing and spotty sprinkles possible. High temperatures still tap the upper 40s and tonight stay above freezing. Scattered showers expected tomorrow morning. Rain really ramps up by tomorrow evening. Then it flips to snow on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize
Ooga, ooga, what you do to me.
Ooga, 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 shaka, ooga,
when you hold me
ooga, shaka, ooga,
in your arms
ooga,
so
shaka,
tight,
ooga,
you let me know
ooga, shaka, ooga,
everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing that you're in love.
Welcome to March. Man, I haven't talked to you since last month. Of course, that was Friday. Here are the Rivieras, Little California Sun on WRJN.
Short and the nights are long. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
Local news and timeless hits.
you talk about a cheap recording, here comes Louie. Louie recorded the entire band, one take, one mic, suspended from the ceiling. Here's Louie Louie, Kingsman, WRJN.
Oh, church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
Just exquisite. Beatles on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Desire for you. when you know that my whole life depends on you.
Da, da, da.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I heard Peter Noone sing this song last Friday. Sounded like he was singing it for the first time.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she
doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. It ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kaffin.
We're fighting for the climate. We shall not.
A Maryland protest, one of several across the country this morning, to call attention to the firing of workers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Our rally was picked up by a right-wing blogger who said the terminated employees could easily find a job in the private sector.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe in Washington.
Many federal employees face another deadline today. Ask for a second time to email five things they accomplished last week by midnight, while others are now deciding whether to take a buyout offer ahead of more job cuts.
CBS's Nancy Cordes on new action from the Trump administration.
Multiple U.S. officials tell CBS News that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has directed U.S. Cyber Command to pause all planning against Russia, including offensive digital actions. The duration of this pause is unclear. The reasoning behind it is also unknown.
And there's breaking news just in. The man accused of killing seven people and injuring others during a July 4th parade in Highland Park, Illinois in 2022 has just pleaded guilty to murder and attempted murder moments before opening statements at Robert Cremo's trial. Overseas, at least one person killed, others hurt, after a car plowed into a crowd during a carnival celebration in Mannheim, Germany. The BBC's Danny Eberhard says police have a suspect in custody.
They have not, for example, said whether they're treating this as a potential attack or whether it could have been an accident. So lots of the situation we don't know. They are warning residents to stay away from the center of Mannheim.
Dozens of wildfires have destroyed and damaged homes in the Carolinas. Flames are threatening Tryon, North Carolina, a community hard hit by Hurricane Helene last September. This woman lives there.
The little community of Tryon has certainly been impacted by Helene, and we hope they don't have to endure any more hardship. hope they can contain this quickly.
Southern California's deadly wildfires and those who fought them recognized at last night's Academy Awards. CBS's Matt Wolf with more on Hollywood's big night.
And the Oscar goes to
Anora.
In the hotly contested Best Picture category, the big winner with five Oscars. That includes Anora's rising star Mikey Madison with the Best Actress Award, calling her win surreal.
I do not know what the commission intends.
And Best Actor going to Adrian Brody for his performance as a Hungarian architect fleeing post-World War II Europe in The Brutalist.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 31 points. NASDAQ is down 95. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A crash involving three cars went down at Albert Street and Summit last night in Racine and resulted in a rollover and entrapment. At least three people were hospitalized. Their conditions aren't yet known. Multiple Racine County fire departments were called to an out-of-control grass fire in Tishigan yesterday. It was near the Waukesha County line.